You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
I started off as an agnostic who was kind of interested in debating religion with the various, back then it was bulletin boards. We were just kind of getting involved with the internet, and it was an opportunity for me to kind of get involved with philosophy and begin debate. Oh, and I'm Deacon Alexander Cadman. I'm a graduate of Penn State University, class of 1999, and I came back in 2008 to become a chaplain of the Penn State Orthodox Christian Fellowship, which is a group of Orthodox Christians who meet on campus weekly. And I found myself coming to college as not really having anything to do with anything religious, found Gary Cattell on campus. This was back in the 90s. He was still preaching there. He's been preaching there for quite some time. But I really got attracted to that kind of debate-style ministry that he has, and found myself trying to challenge him daily with my background, which is science. And I came to Penn State looking to major in meteorology, and kind of using science as a way to get him off his, you know, get him to maybe falter or to kind of fail. And so I think at the end, I really stopped kind of trying to debate him, but maybe started listening to what he had to say, because he really could come back with any of my kind of non-well-formed arguments with a pretty rational answer. I think he helped me to understand that there is kind of a rationale to the Christian faith. I always thought it was just a blind faith type of tradition. You don't have to take someone's word for it. This is a God who created people with the ability to communicate. The rest of my life from that point on was trying to find out how to best exercise that relationship, and it's led me into the Orthodox Church, in which, you know, I'm now an ordained minister and continue to try to serve him and understand him in that context. Chaplains are considered even affiliate staff members, so I see Penn State really as a place where faith can really be explored, because I can see it from both ends. As a student, it was a place where I had found faith. You know, now as a minister, is a place where that Penn State has been particularly helpful in helping me as a minister, but helping students discern kind of truth in their lives. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. I think Penn State, the resources that they have given us, I mean, to be able to meet regularly on campus in a spiritual center that's really wonderful, and I would say state of the art. But it's also, Penn State is a place where we do have choices, and I think that's helpful when you're dealing with faith. I mean, faith is, I think, it's when you have many options and you have so many different paths to choose, it kind of helps us to make those decisions and to find that path which is appropriate for us. I look to our own liturgy, which is, you know, which we would say is our work. Orthodox is very into participation. And so our services are very active, you know, very full of movement and full of experiences, sights, smells, tastes. And one of the hallmarks of our liturgy is praying for peace of the world. I think it's very self-reflective in realizing how our own actions have contributed to creating the world, not as a peaceful place. Peace is an abstract concept. We reflect on our own lack of peace and pray that God can restore that. Just start with our own lives, you know, realize that, you know, we can become peace ourselves, you know, and becoming peace and becoming peaceful with our own kind of inner conflict and turmoil, we can become peace for the world. You know, there was a kind of a figure in Orthodoxy who talked about, you know, save yourselves and 1,000 around you will be saved. And that's really how we see peace. We look at ourselves finding peace with ourselves and finding communion with God, and that translates into communion with all those around us. I think the best way for students to make the most out of their university experience is to remember why they're here in the first place, and that's really to gain knowledge. For me, knowledge and truth is Jesus Christ, but I certainly understand that people don't have that that background, that frame of reference. So my advice for students is to really seek knowledge, but understand that there's certainly more to what you might find in a textbook.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.